HKX, N4ZLK, mobile.
It's 8 mobile. Good morning.
Shane here, N4ZLK. How are you?
Man, looks like the weather can't make up its mind whether it wants to rain or not.
That I just left my office, and it looked like the sun was going to come out, and right when you started talking, it just started sprinkling pretty good, covering up the windshield.
North side of TR at the moment, and it just started sprinkling here too, but it was sunny on my side of the county.
Radar's changed some. It wasn't really showing a lot a little while ago. I know things can build up, but I think we'll probably just have a few of these light showers during the day.
That's not too bad before noon, because I got an appointment that I got to get to that's 20 miles away by 10. I don't think that's going to happen since I got to get through TR. Whoops.
Too late. Oh, well, maybe they'll wait on you.
Wait on me, because I have to escort them. Whoops. But, yeah, it is what it is. It's not critically, you know, time-sensitive kind of thing. But we do actually have to go outside on top of a building and check out a Wi-Fi bridge link.
Tom Donaldson or GSP? I could let him in for you if you want me to.
You are?
Yeah, I'm right over here. Right up Augusta. I can almost see the base.
Again.
Drive around a little bit. I work for UPS. Drive tractor trailer for them.
That's right. Okay.
Got a delivery right on the, just outside the front gate, and a couple of F-16s took off. I could hear them, couldn't hear anything else, but I never did get a look at them because of the trees and the clouds.
And pouring over, not heavy pour, just pouring over a TR. Yeah, at least you're not right off the end of the runway when they take off, because, man, is that loud.
Don't waste any time getting out, gaining altitude.
They take off for most of the time at full afterburner, so, you know, combat capable. And I think the vertical takeoff pretty much is probably a noise abatement program.
To burn the new paint off of the inside of the afterburners.
You know, I kind of hope that they, you know, soon start actually producing more F-16s there. Seems to be a very large demand, and you know, it seems like a few of them are actually getting shot down or crashing or something.
See a nice big assembly line of them going out of here. My brother was working out there for a little while. He worked for years for Dynacor on rotor wings. And he's kind of moving around. He can't find the rotor wing jobs. He's found some fixed wing stuff. And when they hired him, they said, oh, with your experience, you should be here at this level. But it turns out he didn't know enough about it. And nobody would help him because they all said, well, you should know because you're hired here. And he ended up getting laid off because they weren't willing to train him, you know, spend the time to have somebody work with him. And anyway, but he worked there for a little while.
I hate when, you know, nobody provides assistance for you to better learn your actual job. That's irritating.
He likes the rotor wing. He was a crew chief on the Chinook, and that, of course, that's his favorite. But he was out at Fort Campbell for 25 years or more as a contractor. But anyway, Wyatt, I'm here about at my first delivery, so I'll let you go. Be careful. Have a good day today. N4ZLK.
KJ4, CTD Mobile.
How are you today, Wyatt, W2T, sitting at home?
Just going to run out to Donaldson. We got to look at a Wi-Fi bridge link that's been down for about a week and a half, and nobody told me about it until I went out there a week ago, and I submitted a trouble report. But nobody responded, so I went direct to the IT company, so they're going to meet me out there and see what the deal is.
Best to get those folks whose job it is to maintain something like that to come fix it instead of you having to try to fiddle around with it and make it work like you think it should, and then it doesn't work, gets worse. So, you know, been there, done that, don't have a t-shirt, don't want one.
The stupid simple stuff at my end, but once you get to the other end, nothing is labeled in the equipment room for their stuff. So I don't even know which cord goes up to the antenna on the roof of that building, and don't know which router to reset or anything else. So, and when I talk to them, they're like, oh yeah, it says the bridge link is up, and it's like, well, we ain't got nothing at the other end.
I mean, somewhere in between, there's a disconnected wire or a something has gone bad completely, and it's part of the stuff that's their job to fix and not yours, right?
I did. Their first suggestion was, hey, replace all your Ethernet cables on your end, and I'm like, okay, and I replaced the cable from the computer to the switch, and then the cable from the switch up to the bridge link. Nope, nothing.
Something wrong in the bridge link side of things or something in there. Oh, well. Between the two of you, y'all will figure it out and get it going again, right?
They tell me the computer's broke.
Well, things like that do happen also. And so how's things been going? You been behaving yourself?
Oddly enough. My house is, I'm putting my house back together. You know, we did the floors, and we still got one room left of floors to do, but we got to get everything back in its place so we can move that one room's worth of junk somewhere.
I've got a friend of mine, she's having, they're starting redoing the floors in her apartment, in her home, or her house, yeah. Not a house, but it's a condo. And she had a floor leak. They caused water to come up in her kitchen and destroy all the flooring, and the people that lived there before had put down some cheap laminate flooring, and you could see where it had, obviously hadn't been there long, and the edges are turning up, the laminate is separating from the board below it and all that other stuff, and they put it down right down over the tile that was down on the floor, and they didn't bother to take that up before they did it, so... But insurance is covering the biggest portion of it, and she's going to pay some of it, but that's the way insurance is. But they're working on it. They came out today to start doing it. They had already, the kitchen was partially taken up already because they had to take it up so they could dry the floor out, and then found a crack in the slab. How about that?
That is the advantage of doing a remodel. You get to find all the weirdness in the place that you're living. I mean, in my place, instead of the floor joists running front to back on the house, they ran long ways. And we took out our floor because we were getting rid of the carpet. And we're like, you know what, let's just go all hardwood. It'll cut down on our allergies. And we found the floor joists ran the length of the house. And it's like, oh my gosh, now we can't take up the subfloor because they put the subfloor down and, you know, about 3/4 of an inch higher. Whoops.
That means that you might have to cut some doors off to be able to get them to open and close. I know someone who did a thing like that. They took up the carpet and they put down hardwood flooring, and like you, they couldn't take the subfloor down. They had to do the over what was there and go from there. So they ended up with floors that were higher, and he had to replace his front door completely because there was no way after they got it done that they could open and close the door without destroying the flooring, the new flooring. So something else to work on. So you know, it just one thing after another.
You know, that's one of the things about homeownership, and you know, they don't tell you when you first buy the house, oh, and by the way, you know, your taxes will go up every year until we are insurance. So, sure, your mortgage may be $1,000 a month, but in 10 years' time, it'll probably be $1,200 a month. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it happens, and you know, you deal with it and go what you can do with and everything else. I've learned that over the years. I mean, I've had a few more years at it than you have.
Oh, good. My county mountie's going to turn off.
Following you?
Turn off. I guess he wasn't actually in the mood to, you know, run the speed limit.
You were a tad over the limit of where you should be, right?
I mean, it was within 5 miles an hour, so it wasn't too terrible.
In these cases, it depends upon how the county mountie or the state trooper or whoever is doing it is feels at the moment when it's your turn to be checked out or something. And if they've had a bad day, you're in trouble. If they're having a good day, hey, he may just wave at you and go on.
That's turned off at a school, so. You know, maybe their attentions are directed towards the school more right now. I did hear there was some kind of threat against the school yet again in Greenville County. I don't remember when that was. It was like yesterday or maybe the day before.
There was one also over here in our area because up in the Boiling Springs area they had that happen. So I know a place I took some stuff to be done and the guy, some of his employees weren't there because they were informed by the school that it may not be a good idea bringing kids to school today, so because of the threat they had to the school up there. So, I don't know. It's just this stuff that's going on is just sheer stupidity, and it bugs the heck out of me that, you know, people are acting like this. W2T sitting at home.
I are both old enough to remember when you could actually bring a school to the, at least to the park, a gun to the parking lot. We definitely had rifles, you know, in the back of people's pickups. But, you know, I think a lot of our problem in the world today, just generally, is mental illness. And it's, you know, they normalize a lot of mentally ill people and tell the rest of us, hey, that's normal behavior, and when in fact that is not actually normal behavior.
It's not, and, I don't know. It's just, and some folks themselves just don't have the sense that God gives some of the other people on it. So, you know, you just wonder about it, whether, you know, good sense is things that have gone out. And, of course, it has a whole lot to do with the family life and the fact that kids today, you know, if you and I did something wrong, particularly at my age, because I'm a bit older than you, Wyatt, but at my age, if I did something wrong and I got in trouble at school, I could expect a spanking when I got home from school. So, you know, nowadays, if you even raise your hand to a child, somebody's going to call social services on you and get your butt put in jail.
Resemble that.
Hey, Tom. Well, you know, when I was in middle school, I made multiple trips to the principal's office. And, you know, it was tough sitting down after I left. It is what it is.
Fellers. Well, do you guys serve any crackers with that wine this morning? This is Ginger OTR.
To be bringing the crackers because we had the wine already.
Where's our crackers? What's wrong with you?
Well, I was referring to higher taxes and all that. Boy, you got that right, Wyatt. Well, good morning, and we got some rain today, 0.46 inches. And it's been about a month and a half, Rusty, since we got anything. This is N0TR.
Do not have any measurable rain in my gauge out front. I've got, I can see where it is sprinkled sometime during the night, because I can see where the water rivulets have run down off the car out there, and the porch is slightly damp. But I haven't had any measurable rain at all over here. What about you, Wyatt?
You had some rain overnight. I don't know how much. Ground was, the pavement was a little damp. But it did just come through, a rainstorm, nothing heavy, up through TR. So, you know, it is raining in spots, and it's pretty much hit and miss, but it is fully overcast, even down here in Burritoville.
God, we get some. It's been terrible here, Wyatt. I know there's been heavy rains in Greenville and different places, but it's missed us every time for about a month and a half. And my yard looked like a Dickens, and usually it looks really nice, but I just give up out front out there, and well, the back too. And I'm not going to spend a fortune trying to water it, because at 100 degrees, it ain't going to do any good, that's for sure. Well, I'm just sitting here eating a grapefruit and getting ready to eat breakfast. It's about breakfast time, isn't it, Rusty?
Past back for breakfast time. I've already had mine. I got had my bowl of cereal. I'm sitting here drinking my cup of coffee. I've taken my medication, so you know, I'm working my way through things. So, taking it easy. And I scheduled, because it was supposed to be pouring rain today. I scheduled an inspection that I got to do at Westgate Mall for Monday, and it's not pouring rain, so, but that's all right. I didn't want to get out there and work in this weather anyway. W2T, go ahead, Dwight.
KZ4, CTD Mobile. Yeah, Tom, I've only been watering the necessities, things that are, you know, like my fruit trees and stuff. Not watering the lawn or anything, that's just silly. But I've been watering them, you know, every other day for half an hour a day. And, you know, at least with it being cloudy like this and overcast and higher humidity, at least, you know, you might get something. At least, you know, less dryness out there.
Well, they wanted $5,000 to put in a sprinkler system. And then Blue Ridge Water down here requires you to put in a different meter for the sprinkler system. And I don't know, it's like $1,500 to install that. And I just thought that's just a little exorbitant for my pay grade. But the kids all said, oh, you ought to do it, Dad. Yeah, well, I have an answer for that, but I can't see art.
Yeah, Tom, you know, my house came with that second irrigation meter, and then my irrigation system broke, and Blue Ridge couldn't figure out which meter was the house meter and which one was the agricultural meter, and it was during the drought, and I was scared to death that they were going to jack up the prices for watering your lawn, so I just turned the meter off completely. KJ4CTD, go ahead, Rusty.
Do things like that sometimes and all, but anyway, and I just saw somebody posted something on Facebook that says, today is September 13th, 2024. It's the first Friday the 13th of the year. May this day bring some good into your life. So, and it came from one of the ladies at my church and had found it and posted it. So, anyway. Well, I'm going to break from here. I'm going to go get me another cup of coffee and sit down, and I got to do some other stuff, and I'll catch up to both of you later. Tom, you take it easy, you and Bernice, and Wyatt, while you're wandering around out there, be careful with everything. We'll talk to both of you later. N0TR to take it with KG. Anyway, we'll talk to both of you later. 73W2T.
This is N0TR. Okay, Rusty, you have a nice day. Good to hear you this morning. We were just going. I was looking for Bernice's cane because she's needing that new hip. And we looked everywhere in the car and the trunk and all of that. And it was sitting right in front of us in front of the kitchen table here. Happens when you get old, Wyatt. Go ahead.
Tom, it sounds like you're having senior moments there. You better be careful. Get you for a CTD mobile.
Well, you don't have to be as old as Tom. I mean, I have that problem too, KB4, CBA.
Yeah, and spades. That made Bernice laugh, Dave. Go ahead, what?
I have to say, somebody older than me posted a comment that, you know, the train left the station without her on board, and I'm like, oh, so that's started happening to you too now, and I'm like 30 years her junior, and, you know, that tends to happen on a regular basis for me, so, you know, it's really nothing new.
And all that, seems like there's a bunch of people in here, I have no idea who's next. But anyway, I just finished breakfast at IHOP, and I'm going back. See, I think I've been over at my daughter's house every day this week, and going back today to do some more work. Just moved into a new house. It's a rental, but it's very nice, and it's very new. It's never been lived in, so we'll see how it goes.
There was a few people in here. Shane was talking to Wyatt earlier. I heard him, but I was busy looking for the cane. And men don't multitask well, so I stayed with the cane. Then I had to go downstairs and get milk and check on the cottage cheese and yada, yada, yada. And so got all that done, and by that time Shane was gone, and Rusty was here with Wyatt, and I just thought I'd join in, and Wyatt's working and headed down to resolve a problem, and I'll turn it back over to him, KC4CDD, N0TR.
Because I just got off the phone with the guy I was supposed to meet 16 minutes ago. So he knows I'm on the way, and I'm just running a little bit late. But anyway, yeah, I got nothing. I heard Shane this morning throw his call out, and I'm like, you know, the last few days I've had the radio on and just listening, and it's been pretty dead. I mean, it was dead during 5 o'clock rush hour the other day.
I don't hear anybody on at 5 o'clock. I'm headed to tennis, and I'm sure there's some people listening, but I'll phone a call out and never get a response.
Too early. You're not on retired time, Dave. That's the problem. Well, I had some outside things I was going to do today, and I don't guess that's going to work out. But yeah, Wyatt, on the watering, I just use those big tripods, excuse me, and they work all right, but you've got to let them run for about an hour, 2 hours sometimes. And usually our front yard looks beautiful, but the type of grass we got is not Bermuda, and so it does not like the heat.
I got right, Tom?
Smoke.
No, I'm not allowed that kind. I'm allowed weeds, the kind that you can't smoke. And, you know, they do pretty well no matter what you do to them. Actually, I got a lot of white clover in my yard, and that it's very forgiving, and you don't have to cut it very often.
Yeah, ours is fescue, and I doubt if you could smoke it anyways.
I have Bermuda sod, and it does really good. It's and I haven't cut it in a couple of weeks. It's been so dry. I'll cut it. I'll probably cut it between the rain drizzles that we're having. but because this thing, it's a push mower, self-propelled, but it has a bagger on it, and man, it will cut the wet grass, and it won't get clogged up. It's really something.
Not cheap, you know. I hired my lawn guy when gas was $4 a gallon, and never went back and bought my own mower or anything. So.
so I just let them do everything. And, you know, they cut the little white flowers off my clover, and, you know, they just shake their heads when they come by and destroy my wife's little white things that she likes to put out. She's been on the warpath ever since they showed up to do Wheat Wagon.
I enjoy mowing. It stoves me up for two or three days afterwards on a riding lawnmower, and I even put a bigger seat on it. The weed eating, I just can't lift the weed eater anymore. Bernice does that. But being she's crippled up with this hip till we get it replaced, my neighbor come over and done it for us. And the kids come over this last weekend and ran the dethatcher over it and picked up seed, and we got our seed and our fertilizer out in the tin barn, and it's all ready to go, but they wanted to wait till it rained some. So it'll start looking better in a couple of weeks. I gotta aerate it, or they will do it, either one. And then they use this sweeper thing we got, and it's 42 inches wide, and you just hook it on the riding lawnmower. It's got brushes in it, and it picks up all the dethatch stuff. So they done that in no time. They're young and can do it, you know. And so we really appreciate them coming over and picking that up. Go ahead, Dave.
We've had our grass cut from time to time, but most of the time I do it. And my mower's Honda, and it that thing just sips gas. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I cut the yard, and then it hardly takes any gas at all to fill it up, and it's got a pretty good sized tank on it. But for a push mower and starts the first pull, I tell you, I mean, it just doesn't get any better. And I guess as long as I can walk, you know, since it's self-propelled, I'll just walk behind it and let her rip. The hardest part's emptying catcher, grass catcher, and but anyway, I do that, and it really looks good, even though I cut it. So I guess I'll stick with it. But it's funny, I'm driving to Powdersville, and the rain it'll get heavier for a second, and then it gets back to a drizzle. But they said we're going to get 0.8 inches. I'm not even sure we're going to get that.
Just drove into the fence, drove through the fence, I'll rephrase. So I'm going to leave it with y'all. This is KJ4CTT, and we'll catch y'all later, 73.
Okay, Wyatt, 73, good luck on that, and catch you down the line. And Dave, Bernice put my egg on, so I got to go. Because I got egg and bacon and toast and stuff getting ready for breakfast here. Talk to you later. KJ4CTD sign, KB4CBA. This is N0TR clear.
KB4CBA, all right, you guys. Well, just do that. Just run off and leave me. I'll just talk to myself in the car. Nah, I'll listen to some music. Y'all have a good day. Enjoyed it. 73 KP4 CBA mobile listening.